Great to have you company wherever you're listening. Time to get the latest in lawn bowls thanks to Apia. We're all about possibilities. Talk to our dedicated specialists today on 13 50 50. Barry Lester, Australian international lawn bowler and bowls commentator, host of Without Bias, joins me on the line to have a chat. Welcome to you, Barry. Great to have you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dwayne. It's really good to be back on the show and just talking all things bowls. And yeah, it's tough times, but yeah, there are some bowls being played around Australia at the moment.
So where is bowls being played around Australia at the moment?
Yeah, well, I'm based at the Burleigh Heads Bowls Club on the Gold Coast, and we're at stage 3 restrictions at the moment, so we're allowed to get out there and bowl and have 50 bowlers per green, and still sort of encourage social distancing, no high fiving, and we're playing this sort of new norm, they call it, you know, with sanitising bowls and mats and equipment and so on. So just playing under these new regulations and conditions and making sure everyone's doing the right thing. But it's great to see everyone out there playing bowls. It's great for their mental and physical wellness. So it's a good thing, yeah.
We talk about, you know, surfers needing to get out and have a surf for their sanity, and golfers needing to get out and have a golf, and joggers needing to get out and have a jog. I presume it's the same for bowlers.
Correct, yeah. The average age of our club would be probably, oh, I think, about 71, 72 years of age. Even though we have a high traffic load of barefoot bowlers that are probably in their 20s and 30s, but our members have come back to the club and they really needed it mentally, yeah, just to get out of the house and you know, talk amongst the people they know, and it's quite a safe and mature environment, most bowls clubs as well. So, yeah, they get to have a good time out on the greens and get to mix with one another inside the club. But we haven't gone forward with our pennant competition on the Gold Coast this year just because there's still a few unknowns. And, yeah, so we've put that on the wayside, but the main focus would be for clubs to run tournaments and get together that way.
And I presume big international tournaments have been put on hold and won't happen for a while.
Yeah, well, absolutely devastated, of course, with what's going on. And you know, to see things like the Olympics and big major sporting events around the world to be postponed. And bowls, the World Bowls Championships was one of those. So it was meant to be played at the end of May into early June. And yeah, we're all looking forward to that. You know, that's our sort of Olympic equivalent in the sport of bowls. And yeah, that's been pushed back to about the same dates next year. So no international competitions on at the moment. But yeah, if everyone can continue to do the best they can in their areas, certain areas, we can try and play some form of competitive bowls at that level in the very near future and get the sport back on the TV screens, similar to AFL and rugby.
And Victoria's still a while away from getting the bowls out, obviously.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, there isn't a lot of bowls to be played this time of year in Victoria, to be fair. You know, most clubs would sort of close down or really restrict the amount of competition they would have just due to the weather conditions. But, yeah, so if there's anything good to come of it being happening now for bowls, it's that it's happening in winter, because in summer, the sport of bowls in Victoria, it really does flourish off, you know, the amount of people in the municipalities around Victoria that have bowls clubs really get out and love the game of bowls with barefoot and family functions and so on. So, yeah, it's a bit unfortunate, but being a Victorian, I know that they'll continue to do the right thing and get through it. And hopefully can be back out bowling soon.
Yeah, and a clever Victorian, because you're not here. You're on the Gold Coast and you're bowling. Barry, great to have a chat, Tim. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. Good to catch up. Bye.
Barry Lester, a Victorian bowling on the Gold Coast, Australian international lawn bowler and bowls commentator, host of Without Bias. And he's brought to us by Apia, proudly supporting Bowls Australia. That's it for me. Thanks to all of you that called today and sent in a text. An absolute delight to have a chat to you every day. We'll do it again tomorrow for Midday Madness from Midday. So love plenty of your calls tomorrow. The promise is for Midday Madness, you call, you get on. And don't forget, you can download the Dwayne's World podcast and have a listen in your own free time. Have a listen any time you like to any part of the show, including our chat with the rising star from the round and maybe the rising star for the year, the way his first game panned out, Isaac Rankin. But stick around if you want to hear a little bit more footy and a bit more sport and a little bit more craziness. Bob and Andy, they're joining in next.